We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Clint, the pro days today, Rick Scabina, our Texans insider, said by his count that Bryce Young was 44 of 50 in his throws today. And there's some video out there, some throws on the run, some things like that. So for the most part, I think this went, for the most part, how people thought it was going to go. But there was a point that jumped out to you, and I know it was real personal to you because you got a personal experience that potentially is something that Bryce Young could be dealing with.
Yeah, I hurt my AC joint on my throwing shoulder my senior year early in the season. Now, I may be a little tougher than Bryce Young because I didn't miss any games. I just shot the thing up and played. You know what I mean? Not funny. No, that just shows me I'm spitting fire. Y'all must agree. Y'all must flat ass agree. Y'all didn't even crack a smile.
I just turned and looked away from you. Playing at a different time.
Hey, but here's the deal. So I hurt my shoulder, AC joint. And
who did it to you?
Bro, it was Louisiana Monroe or something. It was a bad. I went back in the game because we got we were already beaten. We were beating them, and I came out. Coach pulled me out. It was late in the fourth quarter, or maybe it was like midway through the fourth. But coach pulled me out, and then they punted us like inside the five. And so instead of putting a backup quarterback in there and messing with the cadence, and he just didn't have a lot of confidence in the backup guys. He's like, hey, go back in, get us out, you know, out from the 2 yard line or wherever I was, and then we'll get you out. Well, I got us out to like the eight, and it was third and four, and we call a pass. I get sacked, and he lays on me. My throwing shoulder's on the ground, and he buries my shoulder. That's usually that's usually how AC joints are sprained is like your shoulder, your arm's down by your side, and your shoulder hits the ground, and then somebody pounds on top of you, and your shoulder, that AC joint, the outside edge of your shoulder gets pushed down. When you can tell somebody that's had an AC problem, like you can look at them straight on, and whichever arm was hurt is actually hanging further down in their healthy shoulder. Bryce, I think Bryce hurt his like with his arm up over his head.
And that was against Arkansas.
He fell weird on the sideline, so his may be slightly different. But the point is when I hurt mine, I shot it up. I played that week against. How about this? I shot it up. Played against Alabama. Threw the ball 52 times in that game. It's the most times I ever threw the ball in a game in my entire career. Was after a week of not practicing. I couldn't throw the ball 10 yards before they shot it up 10 minutes before the kick. And we threw it 52 times. Anyway.
Game plan called for it.
There you go. That's right. But anyway, the point being is I went right back in the game, and I did not rehab my shoulder. He sat out a week, missed the A&M game, and then he went in and played against Mississippi State, Bryce Young, that is. And I heard Todd McShay talking this morning, and Todd very, very adamantly and confidently said, I was at the Mississippi State game when he came back from that shoulder injury, and his arm clearly was not the same. Like it clearly was not the same. He was missing throws. He wasn't able to get to pop on it. And now look, back in 98, 99, I just played. I didn't miss any games. I didn't get cut. Get cut open or anything. I didn't rehab. I just went and played. It was not until about midway through my rookie year in Dallas, after throwing next to other higher caliber quarterbacks, I was like, man, I know I got, there's something wrong with my arm. Like, but I don't have the pop that I once had. So I went to the strength coach and said, hey man, I had this injury. Boom, boom, boom. I got to get it right. He was like, all right, here's a workout. So I just smashed shoulders and worked out my shoulders and strengthened my shoulders and got my arm back, got my pop back.
But from that injury, even when you thought it was healed, it was.
Yeah, my point is you lose if you don't rehab it right. If you don't approach recovering and strengthening the right way, you could lose a lot of pop off the ball. Now it's 2023. We're talking about one of the highest rated prospects. I mean, really, if we're talking about college guys that we've seen. I mean, Bryce has been the next coming, maybe not as big as Trevor Lawrence, but I mean, just an absolute priority everywhere he's been. So I'm sure he was rehabbed the right way. I'm sure it was part of his everyday process. I'm sure they were giving that attention. And so, and according to all the reports, it's clearly fine. But that is one reason. He did not throw at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
That is one reason that I personally would want to see him throw in his pro day. Yeah, it was 88% completion.
But you talk about the zip.
I want to see the ball come off of his hand in a live full-speed drill. I don't need to have defenders. I don't care that his coach is the one rushing him and pushing him side to side in terms of movement, pocket movement. I'm not going to get caught up in all that. I'm going to watch this kid throw 50 balls, and I'm going to watch how it comes off his hand. And I'm going to know by the way the ball comes off his hand whether that shoulder is an issue, whether that shoulder is strengthened to the point that it needs to be strengthened to. And I'm going to check that box. When I heard Todd McShay talk about it this morning, I've heard the injury discussed, but it was more about he got injured because he was too small. Is this going to happen again? I don't know why, but I've never thought about the Bryce Young injury as, man, I mean, he could have lost some pop. He could have lost some strength. He could have lost. And here's the deal is, I mean, this is a guy that's playing, and again, I use the term uphill. This is a guy that's playing uphill anyway, relatively speaking, right? I mean, C.J. Stroud is a bigger, stronger dude, so the arm strength is there. So if he gets injured a little bit and then he gets back to 80%, his arm strength is going to be stronger than most guys. Like Bryce Young is playing with, in NFL terms, I would say average at best arm strength, right? If that takes a hit, now he's fighting even more uphill, right? So that's a big part of it, of this thing, is that injury with Bryce, which they'll get to the bottom of it. All these medicals, the combine, the privates, all the different medical exams and trainers working on him, they'll get to the bottom of it and know whether it's right or not. I just thought when Todd said that this morning, I was like, you know, at the very least, it's a real reason to want to see him throw in person.
Yeah, it at least, like, that's the first I've heard of it, because now you go back and you're thinking, like, did he seem like he lost something against, like, K-State in the Sugar Bowl? Did it seem like he lost something down the stretch against Tennessee, another big game that happened after those injuries? Because I look back at the Mississippi State game, they were a little, like, it didn't seem like the offensive playbook was opened up.
Yeah.
If I remember it, they seemed to be a little tentative.
Well, Joe, you just see, like, you go back and watch some of the highlights, even some of the highlights, throws that he made, but he threw at the dude's knee where he usually just, I mean, he puts it in their chin strap. You know what I mean? Usually. That's it. So whether we're talking about arm strength or accuracy, like, it was just wasn't the same in the Mississippi State game. To your point, I did not recognize, like, I'm going to tell you, I've said it before, I thought the Tennessee game with Hendon Hooker and Bryce Young was the best game I've seen in terms of two quarterbacks playing head-to-head since, I mean,
Deshaun and
Lamar Jackson are the two that come to mind. That game was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was better than that. When you talk about just technically, mechanically, two dudes making throw after throw after throw that are high level, high difficulty level, and they make it look effortless. They did, so that was after the injury, I believe it was. That was after the injury. So I'm not as concerned with it. I just thought in terms of the pro day, when I heard Todd McShay say that, I thought, yeah, that's a real what if. That's a real let me see what he's got type of situation.
Yeah, that's the first. I'm guessing maybe we'll see today, but it is some. He didn't throw in his pro day, at the combine, and this is the first time he has thrown. I feel like maybe we'd hear a little bit more of that, but that is interesting to see what he saw at the game right after. I guess my question to you was that a reoccurring thing?
No,
like, is that an injury that comes back? Because that's a part that is concerning. Is like once you, is this a deal like almost like concussions? You're more likely to get one once you get one, or is this something to where your that joint could come out at any time?
Yeah, no, mine never bothered me. It's knot on top of your shoulder is the actual joint, and that's once you strengthen it and tighten it all back up. For me, it never bothered me again. Now, I didn't go talk to a specialist and say, okay, if I fall on this thing in a month, is it going to get worse? I'm assuming if you can do it once, you can do it twice, right? So, I mean, I'm sure you could do it again. But once you tighten it up and once you get your strength back and you get your – really, it's a range of motion thing too. Once you get your range of motion back, then you're all good. Now, it's not a because you're not tearing – you're just stretching it and you're, the muscles around it, you know, you just got to strengthen it back up. And so it's not a concern for me moving forward, at least as far as I know, it never was.
Yeah. All right. Real quick, shout out to Lil Show yesterday, man.
What did Lil Show do?
He's really maturing. You know, when we first started this thing, I told you I was raising Draymond Green.
Yes.
We had some concerns, you know, young man who would kick up a little dirt during the handshake line.
Yes, which I love, by the way.
I mean, really, really ticked off. You know, had to pull him from a game.
Yeah.
To take him home because he fired his bat on a strikeout towards a young man at the on-deck circle on accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a parent, when you roll in there and you see the two teams, you say, oh, well, our kids are going to lose today. We ran into that yesterday with the Cardinals.
Y'all ran to old select team, huh?
Well, I guess. Don't know how.
Been together for a couple of years.
Our team, they're 3-1 through four games. Had a pretty good run of it. I saw those kids warming up. I saw the amount of kids that they had that could pitch consistently across the plate. They're going to lose this one. And the whole way, I'm just saying, hey, keep your emotions. I'm just trying to, because I can.
Were you talking to him?
I'm telling him, like, keep your emotions. I said, boy, they got. I mean, like, in this league, boy, they got about the first seven kids coming up. That you're like, man, these kids are putting together good at bats for 9-year-olds.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, we got about 5, maybe, 6, maybe. But they had about 7, 8. We got like one kid that can consistently throw strikes. Like our best chance is to get a kid on third, throw it over the catcher's head. Hopefully it bangs back and you can tag him out. Sometimes those are our best chance to get out. But I saw this thing come. But they hung in there against this team. It was 3-3 going into – like the last inning, and then those boys came and took over and just hit him with that five run mercy rule. And I mean, and Trey was getting ticked off. I could see him in the outfield. He was playing center. He ran over there, was about to take the ball from a kid that he felt like he could throw it better than, which he could have. But I mean, you could see he was getting fired up. And afterwards, I looked up there. It's 8-4 on the scoreboard. I could tell they about to call it. Here we go. Come on. Let's see.
Hold it together, son.
He went in. He fired his glove, but just kind of threw it in it, just threw it up. And then he ran to the base and let him in the line, handshake.
Right, right.
And came back. And, you know, he was pissed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could tell, like, all right, here we go.
He held on a little bit.
Here we go. Because I'll tell you, last year that Super Bowl loss, I don't think any of his teammates liked him. None of them.
Oh,
it went great. Off on that kid. Hell, how come you didn't catch it? Yeah, that's so great. We're growing in. Them damn Cardinals, they got to play him again Friday.
Circle back, man. They're going to take a big game from a little show.
Yeah. Clint, they could play those kids 10 times. They're not winning one of them. This isn't the little Giants at all. They're not getting one of these games. Not one of them. They're going to play that team's winning the championship this year.
Do you have a talk with him? Did you talk to him, tell him how good it was?
Yeah, I told him. Yeah. I got to give him some. Yeah, good. He's got to work on that taking coaching thing, though.
That
thing, I don't know, boy. he had got so mad. Coach told him to back up and move to the left. He wasn't having it for about a half a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.